Fridays are when we check in with the Sacramento Business Journal. Scott Rodd joins us now. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, let's start off with this pretty unusual story. It's about a years-long legal battle that's been unfolding between two cockroach breeders in the Sacramento area, and it culminated in the recent seizure and auction of about 3 million roaches for tens of thousands of dollars. Scott, why exactly were these businesses breeding cockroaches to begin with?
That's a fair question, Steve. We usually think of roaches as pesky critters that we want to get rid of, not multiply. But these businesses were not breeding your average household cockroach. These roaches are a certain species known as dubia roaches, which are used as feed for pets like lizards, frogs, and snakes. It's an extremely niche market, as you can imagine, but that's also what makes it lucrative.
Okay, so it's pretty lucrative. And of course, we know when there's money to be made, that's usually when disputes start popping up. So what's the nature of the feud between these two businesses?
The dispute comes down to intellectual property protections over the breeding and colonization of these roaches. Believe it or not, about a decade ago, an entrepreneur named Robert Reisenman left his job at Intel in Folsom after working at the company for over 20 years to start a company called Dubie Deli, playing off of the name of the roach species. He saw that pet owners and zoos were willing to pay top dollar for cockroaches as animal feed, so he applied his expertise as an engineer to build a sophisticated system for colonizing and breeding the roaches. After building up his company, according to court documents, one of his workers left to start his own roach breeding company called Roach King, but also took with him the colony designs developed by Reisenman, as well as some of his roaches. Reisenman sued in 2016, and a jury awarded him over $580,000 in damages and court costs.
Roach King, not exactly a title most companies would want to carry, but it sounds like that wasn't the end of the legal fight.
That's right. Reisenman wound up filing another lawsuit in recent weeks against Roach King and its owners, claiming they failed to follow through on the court's orders to pay damages and court costs. That resulted in the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department seizing property from Roach King, including office furniture, power tools, and 295 containers with about 10,000 roaches in each to be sold at auction. And that amounts to nearly 3 million roaches.
And how much did they sell for at auction?
After a heated bidding war, believe it or not, with another rival roach vendor, Reisenman won the lot for $23,000, which I'm told is a bargain.
Wow. Well, let's move on to non-bug-related news. Old Sacramento's Union Hotel is one of the most prominent buildings in the historic district. It's just sold to an area real estate investor. What does he have in store for it?
The real estate investor is named Akash Lal, and he purchased the building at 1028 2nd Street for $3 million. It looks like he plans a mixture of uses for the historic three-story building, which includes using the top floor for a lodging or hospitality concept, and the second floor will be available to office tenants. He said the bottom floor will have a unique retail tenant, and reports have emerged that he's planning a Gold Rush-themed mini golf course in that space. This would mark the second mini golf course that has been proposed in the downtown area in recent months. A pub called Flat Sticks is proposing another indoor course near the Golden One Center on K Street.
So a couple of different choices there for mini golf fans, places to go. And this isn't Lal's only venture in Old Sacramento, right?
Correct. Lal also has a wedding and events venue on the same block called Sacramento Arcade Underground. He recently applied for a permit with the city to expand operations there, and there's no word on if the two ventures will be in some way combined.
Well, switching to downtown real estate news, one area resident isn't happy with the building that's been proposed at the site of a parking lot near 6th and Capitol Mall. What are his issues?
Well, usually when a building is appealed like this, it's because someone doesn't want the thing built. But James Deal, the resident who filed the appeal with the city, wants to see it built, but only if it's going to be taller. The current proposal calls for an 8-story building at the site, which Deal said is too small for a prominent downtown location like the 600 block of Capitol Mall. The building would be dwarfed by some nearby high-rises like the Wells Fargo building, which stands at 30 stories. But supporters of the proposed building say it would be a better use than the parking lot that's currently there.
Well, what's the likelihood that an appeal like this could sink the proposed project?
An appeal like this may slow down the process and cause some additional review of the proposal, but as of right now, it doesn't look likely that it would stop the project altogether. The city has given San Francisco-based developer Shorenstein Properties the green light to construct a building measuring 8 stories, but if Deal is able to galvanize support for a bigger building, it could cause the city council to take a harder look at the proposal. Deal argues that, quote, we should expect and demand something grand, end quote, for the site between Tower Bridge and the Capitol building. We'll just have to see if others agree.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Steve.
That's Scott Rott from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.